Holy Spirit is right there.
Exactly, exactly. And every decision you make is a decision that is based on what you think you are.
Yeah.
If I think I'm a fearful, separate individual, then I'm going to make all my decisions based on the idea of being a fearful, separate individual. If I think I'm a creation of God, an unlimited being of God, then I'm going to make my decisions based on that idea about myself. And every decision that I make is going to determine whether I increase my joy or whether or not I increase my fear. So every time a situation comes up, I ask myself, do I want to be hostage to fear and separation? Would I be hostage to fear and separation? Does this situation make me feel more fear? Or does this situation make me feel more peace? Is this choice I'm about to make, is it going to make me feel more fear, or is it going to make me feel more peace? Will I be hostage to the ego, or will I be host to God? And if I'm dissatisfied, then it means that I am not fulfilling my function in this situation, and I have asked for and given myself less than what I think I deserve.
You know what's interesting to me is that I find out I don't know how much I'm even judging myself or perceiving myself in a certain way. It's so unconscious to me until it's brought to the light
mm-hmm.
a long time. So that judgment of myself that I'm making, that's interesting how this is such a lesson in consciousness.
Right. That's all it is.
It's a lesson in figuring out what it is that I think of myself and how I have thought so poorly of myself.
And all the decisions that you make, like for instance, if you think you're a woman, then you're going to make decisions based on being a woman. Mm-hmm. If you think you're a man, you're going to make decisions based on being a man. If you think you're a spiritual being, then you make decisions based on being a spiritual being. If you're a fearful being, you make all your decisions based on being a fearful being. If you're a guilty person, you make all your choices to make you feel more guilty. So what I think I am is going to be the first thing that's going to determine what decisions and what choices that I make for myself. It all stems back to what I think I am. And he says, and then he said earlier in paragraph 4, he says, to hold your magnitude and perfect awareness in a world of littleness is not a task that little can undertake. That to stay conscious of who you are in this world is not an easy task. And so that's why it's saying that the first thing you have to do if you really want to let go of littleness is to recognize that what you are created by and what you are joined to is not little, no matter what you think about yourself. Anybody else?
In this context,
mm-hmm.
Could you say more about fulfilling your function, what that means to you?
Yeah, fulfilling your function means to use every situation that you're in as an opportunity to give and receive love and to remember who you are. So if I'm in a situation that I'm dissatisfied in, I'm really in a situation that I'm not bringing love into. I'm in a situation that I'm not taking responsibility for how I'm seeing things. And I'm also in a situation that I'm using to make myself feel guilty or afraid or lack. So if I'm fulfilling my function, then I'm using that situation as a means to remember who I am. And if I'm really using that situation as a means to remember who I really am, then I am not going to be dissatisfied in that situation.
So would you say the first step to getting in touch with fulfilling your function would be to take responsibility for how things are showing up for you?
Because everything that's showing up for you is making you aware of the choices that you're making based on who you think you are. So you can always work back to your belief system by simply taking a good, honest look at what you are making for yourself and your perception. That's the easiest way to see what you think you are. You know, if I think I'm a calm, peaceful person that's whole and complete within myself, then if you're upset with me, I'm not going to make the choice to attack you because of what I think I am. See, I think I'm a peaceful person, so therefore I'm not going to make the choice to attack you because my decision is going to be based on what I think I am. But if I'm defensive and vulnerable and think I'm easily hurt or destroyed, then I'm going to make decisions about how to deal with you based on the idea that I'm weak, and therefore I'm going to attack you. So what everybody's doing is really rooted in what they think they are. So you can tell, in other words, there's no, the court says there's no such thing as private thoughts. Of course there's no such thing as private thoughts, because all you have to do is watch the decisions and choices that the people are making around you and the results that they're getting from those choices for you to know exactly what kind of person they are in their own mind. So it's not really a mystery where anybody's coming from around you. All you have to do is look at the choices that they make and how they extend themselves and how they express themselves. And even though you may not know the exact form of what they think in their mind, you know the exact content of what they think in their mind. And that's all you need to know anyway. If you think you're separate from me, then I know everything you're going to do is going to be in some way to reproduce separation between us or see us as different. And so I don't have to know exactly how you're going to do that, but it is important for me to know you're going to do that. But if I see that you see yourself as love, and you see yourself as peaceful, and you see yourself as whole, and you see yourself as one, then I don't even have to worry about what the content of your thoughts are, because I know that no matter what you actually do, it's going to come from peace, it's going to come from love, and it's going to come from wholeness. So it's going to be cool. I don't have to know the form if I know the content. And I know the content by what you value, and I know what you value by what you put all your attention into. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I can say all night long that I'm about self-realization and spirituality, but if I spend no time focusing my attention in on that, then that is not really my primary focus.
It's like seeing God's content and not his form.
Because God is content. God is not form. Love is not form. We believe that love is form. So we judge by behavior and outer appearances, which is totally crazy.
Yeah. Because everything's about the form.
Everything's about the content. But but when you're into littleness, everything is about the form.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm unlearning.
It's like a person saying a knife. It's like a person saying a knife is evil. Of course, a knife isn't evil.
It's neutral.
It's neutral. The content of the mind that is using the knife determines that. You see what I'm saying? So you can't just look at a person or look at a situation and then make the judgment that just by the way it looks, it must be good or it must be evil. Nothing in the world can be looked at that way according to the course. You can't look at anything that way. Money isn't good or bad. Sex isn't good or bad. The body isn't good or bad. Being rich isn't good or bad. Having a big house isn't good or bad. Having a big car isn't good or bad. You know, whether you smoke, whether you drink, whether you get high, whatever you do, it's not inherently good or bad. It's going to be what you make it for you. And that's what's so funny, because a lot of times what one person can't handle, they try to make that the rule for everybody around them. Yeah. You know, I can't have a drink, so therefore it's evil for everybody. I don't like being outside, so therefore it's not good for everybody. You know, I have problems with affection. I have a problem with my sexuality, so now I condemn it in everybody. We make ourselves the standard for everything and everybody. If I can do it, it's okay. If it's not, if I can't do it, it's not okay. You know. So the truth is, there are people who smoke 9,000 packs of cigarettes a day, and they live to be 110, and they'll tell you the reason the way I live to be 110 is I have one pack of cigarettes a day and a drink of wine. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who should live in wild oats that will catch cancer. Yeah. So just because they're eating health food does not mean that they're going to have a healthy body. That's just a fact. But they need to eat at wild oats, because if they ate anywhere else, they would make themselves feel guilty and then injure themselves. But they don't realize that you have to be true to, that's what it means by being true to yourself. You have to be true to your morals, your values, yourself, because your own mind is going to hold you to that standard. So if I condemn someone smoking a cigarette, then I'm the one that catches cancer when I smoke the cigarette, because I'm the one that's condemned it, not the person I'm condemning. So just keep that in mind. You know, whatever it is you're rigid about, just make sure you live up to that, because you're the one that's going to determine how you treat yourself about that. But it has nothing to do with that may happen for somebody else, you know. Anybody else? Anybody else got any thoughts? It doesn't have to be a question. It can just be you sharing your thought about something or what you're, but just try to keep it focused on what we're talking about, so we won't go off on a tangent. It would be beautiful. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still new to this class.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do, like just driving over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, literally.
What's your name?
I'm Craig, by the way.
Craig, okay.
I make hundreds of decisions,
mm-hmm.
people turning, what have you, and I want to make sure that I'm in appropriate thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
I try to look at that mathematically now, because mm-hmm. instead of, you know, any kind of decision-making on those people around me that they're driving, I mean, they're just trying to get from point A to point B also.
Mm-hmm.
So am I within that realm of